Hi.
Hey, he's not here.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, I'll be back. I have to find that Belgian. Okay, this is not a good start to the podcast. I've lost Jacques. All right, let me call the Belgian. I bet he can't hear his phone, as always.
Hi, Gavin.
Where are you?
Where is the thinker, Gavin?
I was recording the musician, and then I looked around, and I looked in the shops,
no,
and you are gone.
You can see.
Oh, God, I can see you. Hang on. Jesus Christ. Right, so this is episode 18 of Coffee with Gavin and Jacques, and Gavin.
Ah, we're already recording.
I started recording in the cafe when I walked in and you were not there.
But it's a problem of coordination, Gavin, you know? So you have already, the listener could already listen this guy playing the guitar, yes?
I will put a video on underneath this.
My God.
Is that vomit? Oh, yuck. That looks like vomit.
No, don't begin like that. Give it only positive.
This is the real Bratislava.
Positive. No, only positive. Okay?
Sometimes people need to release their stomach contents. It happens to all of us. Sometimes it's when you're 16 and you've just had alcohol for the first time and you're throwing up in a friend's garden and remembering that I didn't remember having rice that day, but there it is. Remember the last time you threw up?
No, not yet. But you had to know because you are drinking all the time, no? A good whiskey? Oh, I don't know if it was good whiskey or only a whiskey for a few euro. I don't know. I've forgotten because...
It depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes I buy nice whiskey. Sometimes I just buy aftershave.
But don't forget, dear listeners, that we are not... For drinking a lot, okay? No, we are not like that.
All right, yeah, we don't support consumption of alcohol.
Okay.
Even though it's absolutely
not allowed under 18, okay?
Yeah. Yes, this is if you're listening to over 18, turn off your radio now or computer.
So yes, come, we will hear.
Open the door. Here's the cafe.
Great, it's open. My God.
I found him.
My God, he began without me, he began without me.
Finally, you know, a good attempt to escape.
Incredible. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, the usual, please, Ivan.
He was hearing this stupid guy, this beautiful singer.
The bass player was really good, there's a bass player down there.
I was waiting him, what is doing, no?
Okay.
So I have decided to live my own life, okay?
I didn't say you're allowed. You're not allowed to do that.
All right, let's get ourselves established.
What
let me pour okay. this water.
And also, Ivan is francophone, so he knew that a big person was
uh-huh.
there.
Yes, we had a big visitor in the city
yes.
on Friday.
Well, it's not so big.
Well, a short
Why
visitor.
Not so big?
I mean, it's not so tall. Okay.
But he was in the center, that's why I asked to you the question, because he was in the center during the afternoon, you know?
No,
and he walked, but only from the opera to Primate Palace, you know?
I was waiting.
Yes?
I was hoping.
You are not alone to wait.
Surprisingly, they didn't include us in the plan.
For sure. And
could
to
we,
have, to
could
have
we mention
coffee?
Who it actually is?
And no, but no, Gavin, don't begin because I. There were,
We've been
there
talking
were
about
American,
him for a minute.
There were American,
no
American
one listening knows
tourists
who, it was.
Who were there, and everyone knew who will come in Bratislava. So perhaps that you didn't know, but everyone knew that it was
Emmanuel Macron.
Yes, great.
How was my pronunciation?
Macron. It's not so bad. But with the American accent, it's better.
Macron.
Yes, great.
Macron with cheese. So Jacques' boyhood idol, Emmanuel Macron, was
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
And Jacques was desperate to touch him.
Yes. But not possible.
Just reach out and touch him. No, he got too close. And what happened?
No.
The bodyguards.
Bodyguards. Two not bodyguards.
Pushed you away.
Pushed me away.
Oh,
difficult
dear.
To be journalist given. No?
Oh, dear. I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah. But you will.
Was there anything... I mean, the visit was short, but did they manage to do anything interesting in the program or anything unusual? They went to the castle, right?
No, first I think that it was a sign of friendship, no? It was a good idea, because you know that now it's not so with neighbor, it's not so so easy. But we will not make politics in this podcast, no, yes? It's not a good idea,
not if you want
I
me
think.
To stay awake.
Because Gavin is already sleeping,
yes.
Okay,
no?
So it's time
sleep.
To change. And only to say that if you were not there during Macron, because you had holidays, you have only holidays now, Gavin. Only holidays.
This week?
Recently.
Yeah, I had a lot of holidays, yeah.
You have to explain the real reason why we are not there, okay? Because...
To the listeners, yeah?
Sorry.
The thousands who are listening right now.
Yes, yes. And the reason is that he's not there, only have a good time on holidays.
Yes, I was on holiday having fun.
Yes. And now we will
and you know
definitely
what I was doing?
Know what you are doing during the holidays.
Here we go.
Because that's why we are here.
Yeah.
Because it's only
this
publicity.
Is why I'm here
it's only publicity giving.
11 books and coffee.
I am in.
So what do you want?
11 books and coffee. The finest coffee in the street.
I changed the music. So
oh, thank you. Coffee. See, that's wow. Okay, let me,
what an effect.
The second finest in the street because they opened another place.
Yeah, but they're snobby. Have you seen them?
Sorry.
It's not a good one.
No, we can talk about the competition.
No, it's still better than us.
They're not. Have you tried them? I haven't, but I'm sure they're crap. but that cafe down the road is so snobby, you know? And they don't have books. It looks like IKEA.
Yes, and here it's we spoke about it's.
It looks like grandma's house, you know.
And here it's like Czechoslovakia style.
Grandma has much better coffee and a beard. Well, maybe grandma does have a beard. You know?
I can still turn.
Thanks, grandma.
Oh
yeah, so back to the reason why.
Yes, and you can say
I had
to Ivan.
I can tell
him. Like
I can
that
tell
he would make an event only
okay,
for
here
you.
We go. Here we go.
Okay.
Merci.
If he agree, because I don't know if he will agree.
I
yes
am writing a book.
I was scared.
11 book you're working.
Yes.
So within the last, that's just a short recap. Within the last couple of months, you decided to.
Yes.
Then you wrote a song, and now you're writing a book.
And
yes.
He paints.
I'm painting
okay,
as well.
Okay.
You're already painting. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's difficult on radio to explain paintings.
It's don't worry. Just imagine something terrible.
you already started.
I started. I've written, as of this morning, I woke up early and kept on writing. I've written 59,000 words. That's about 200 pages.
That's his holiday.
That's
yes,
been
yes.
my holiday,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's great. It's good fun. I thought it would be difficult, but it's not. The words
where
just.
Where did the inspiration come from?
I had the story in my mind for a few years, and a mate of mine made his own book. He wrote a book, and I read it, and I thought, well,
no,
I
no,
want to.
That
I
no one
read
it, okay? That he write a book that no one read it. But
I
it was
read
not
it.
A good. Yeah, yes, you.
He might be listening to this.
It was not a good. Yes, no. It was a beautiful book.
My God, if you backpedal any further, you'll fall over the furniture.
Is it finished?
No,
I'm in the last, I would say the last 10%.
So you are going to finish?
Yeah. Then I have to go through it and obviously clean
right,
it up.
Right,
and but yeah, I would really like to have it printed before I go to New Zealand to take it for some Christmas presents. And so, you know, that would be kind of cool because it's...
Yeah,
you know,
that's a nice present.
Yeah.
And it will be full of scene. Which type of scene?
I'm not proud of this, but I created... There is one sex scene.
There is?
There is a sex scene.
Okay.
Actually, there is... Sex is alluded to... Why is he covering his face in embarrassment? I allude towards intimate adult relations.
Mm-hmm.
With soap?
There's soap suds are involved in one scene. And thanks to Jacques, he insisted that I rewrite that scene to include hard nipples.
So he was only consulted for this once.
Just for the sex scene. He keeps asking about the sex scenes. It's like, Jacques, you know, there is actual pornography on the internet.
Not enough New Zealander pornography, you know?
Have you read the New Zealand Guide to Sex?
With Kiwi,
it's a
pamphlet. Okay.
So it's fiction.
Yes, I talk about sex. That's very fictional. It's actually, the book is, it's not about sex. The book is,
What?
He's not going to read it now.
You know, underneath each of the episodes, there are keywords, like what was mentioned, how often, and
yes.
So on. So that's how the listeners decide what they
Yeah, the journey was getting harder. It was very difficult, so slippery and wet. Yeah, a lot of
and
keywords.
And cold and hard, you say.
Oh my God. There is one scene where the heating doesn't work and it gets cold. Yes.
Oh, what a beautiful excuse given. Yeah.
Can we move on?
What the scenery.
Oh, God. Hey, but you wrote a book also.
Yes, but I didn't finish it, given.
Well, why not? Hang on, because I'd drink my coffee before it gets cold.
My wife said too intellectual and too boring, you know?
That doesn't sound
I
like
forgot
you.
The scene sex given, that's why.
Yeah. Hey, I can help you with the sex scenes in your book.
Yes, you will add given, great.
Yes.
No.
Belgian sex scene. Yes, that'll be interesting.
You have to make it in French.
Cover me in chocolate.
What? Oh my God.
That's right. Rub Belgian fries all over my body.
This is an X-rated.
This is
the first episode that won't be available to everyone. Yes,
we
should warn.
Yes, before.
We always warn the people, but now.
We're too late now. I'll add a disclaimer.
Yes, at the front.
Oh, so yeah.
But if you want something more sweeter, you can speak about your paintings.
Oh no, they're terrible.
Yes, the naked people in the sand in front of the sea. No, it wasn't. Oh my God.
That was nothing I did.
The book is illustrated.
Wait, with that. Yes, great, Ivan. Hey,
yeah, I can imagine
us.
It. No. Chapter 6. They found themselves on a cartoonish desert island with a giant red sailboat that was disproportionately... It almost looked unbelievable. It was the LSD that kicked
yes,
in.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And so you will have finished in a few days, given, because you will take also holiday.
I reckon tomorrow I'll have it finished.
Yes.
We have two public holidays this week, because Slovakia has too many public holidays.
Don't complain. Don't complain, given. It's a very good idea. So.
Well, that's about it. There really is. That's everything.
So now we didn't speak about sex, it's finished.
Yeah, there's
finished.
nothing else to talk about. How was your coffee?
No, it's great. As usual, because it's the best coffee in the city. We already spoke about that, but we can repeat it more and more.
So there was, as you probably... If you were completely confused by what happened at the start of the podcast, I entered the cafe. Jacques was not there. I thought he was there.
But they are not stupid listeners.
They are,
no,
they
no?
are. They're listening to this. They must be.
Ah, okay. I didn't say nothing.
It's
the beginning of the end.
12 minutes into this podcast, they are missing something in their lives or their intellect. Okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't really insult those people that listen. I went to find him. I found him. And then we started episode 18. Because I was listening to a
busker. You didn't make introduction before, given, and you make introduction after 12 minutes?
My God,
that's a strange way of...
You should read the book.
Yes.
Chapter 12, the beginning. So yeah, the book is not really very complicated. I wrote it so it's easy to read.
For me, yes.
For anyone, because...
A very simple word in English, okay?
It's me.
And I say in English, not in New Zealand language.
I wrote the book from an American perspective. The two protagonists in the book are an American couple in their 30s. They are in Virginia. And they are leaving to escape a hurricane that's coming inshore.
Ta-ta-ta-ta.
Yep. And...
Hurricane.
Oh, God.
It's a radio. We have to make a...
I don't have the wind guard. Hurricanes don't blow their noses.
Yes, and?
So
yes, and you have a floating scene, yes, okay? And what is a floating scene?
There is a floating scene, but I'm not going to tell you where it is, because someone listening might actually say, hey, Gavin, that actually sounds like fun, this book. I'd like to read a copy.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of having a few printed, and then if people want to...
But you are in the water, yes? Yes, in the water. And what's happening?
There was water involved at one point. Hang on, you're trying to make water noise.
Yes, but it's really difficult. Like that, yes, water.
You're spraying water everywhere with your teaspoons and dropping it into the cup.
No, say what is happening when you are floating.
And I don't want to give the story away.
Ah, okay. It's a teasing.
It's a teaser.
Yes. great. And we can buy prepaid. It's a good idea, Gavin. You can prepaid. If the people wants to receive, because
that puts a lot of pressure on me.
And we will have thousands and thousands of people after this this recording.
My girlfriend's going to be the first person to read it.
Yes. Special dedicas.
Yeah. And then she's going to give me feedback on...
With a pencil, yes?
You will
write her name and you will... in your blood, yes?
Oh, my God.
And... no, it's not like that. No.
It's
only for you. Only you.
Oh, my God. What's in your coffee? No one's writing in blood. No one's serenading before.
Yeah, I was saying to you before the beginning that I was that I was tired. But I wake up, Gavin.
I remember a podcast we did a few months ago when you were tired, and it was one of the funniest things ever because you were being strange.
It's
very funny.
Okay,
stranger than normal.
Okay. No more noise because you didn't want to see more. Yes, but the listener, if you want to have the prepaid version...
I haven't finished.
And you can also make it a prepaid version that you can read in internet. Like that, you haven't to print it.
I suppose I could do something like that.
For sure that you could.
Yeah, I could.
For sure. It's more, I think that you have a special editor and special program that you can make it.
Well, I'm just
in
writing
French,
it on Google Documents, and then I'm going to, there's a program that a friend put me onto called Scribbler, which he says it organizes the book into a format that printers can print easily. So if I finish the book tomorrow, it's a free day tomorrow, so I'll get writing.
Yes, then, and after you, we can offer one. We will ask a question to our listener, and if they answer well, they will receive the book. No. Erase it.
Okay. Yeah. I can't afford to... I mean, I never intended to make any money from this book. It was a story I wanted to tell. But if I can make money from it, of course, why not?
For sure.
But, friends and family...
Dear listener, if you can send us a little money to...
Friends and family and dedicated listeners.
Yes.
Dedicated
association and so on, okay?
Of which we have at least three.
To help
they
us
will get
to grow, and to create our projects. Yes?
Exactly.
Wait.
Because our last sponsor, Monsanto, they ditched us. They said that, unfortunately... We didn't reflect the values of their brand.
Yes.
We were too.
It's your
too damaging.
Fault, Gavin. It's your fault, Gavin.
They felt that we damaged them, and
you are not enough diplomat, Gavin, when you speak. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. We tried approaching BP to see if they'd be interested in sponsoring us, but they also said that no. In the spokesperson's words, absolutely not. You guys do so much damage to the world.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't possibly align their good, reputable brand.
Slow down. I'm not sure that I understood all.
Okay.
So okay. And in your book, you have also a scene with sugar. Oh no, it's not making a shaking sound.
Try again. Do that scene again. Try the other thing of sugar. No, Ivan fills them up too high.
With sugar? Oh yes.
No, don't put your finger over it.
Is there a scene with sugar?
No.
Shaking sugar.
There is no scene with
shaking sugar.
No, but no? Thank you. I could put one in. There is a cafe scene.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I've been saving something for the evening.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Sonia, by the way.
Okay.
And Ursula and Michael.
I think that we have to have this in the picture. Yes? Shaking and water. Yes? Okay. It's only to ask you. Okay. So, So no sugar and no cream. Only soap. Okay. Okay.
Well, the listeners still don't know what the story is about. You interrupted. So all they know so far is that two people are fleeing a hurricane. That's all I know.
But that's
because
enough.
Because I have not continued. Let it be just...
That's enough, Gavin. You haven't to give us all the information.
But I have to...
Imagination is sufficient. You have to, okay, to think about the imagination about the people.
Okay, fair enough.
The
good
writer.
Shut up.
Your writer.
Shut up.
I'm not so stupid,
Christ,
you know. They want to dream a little.
Drink your coffee.
They will
put
hear
the black
a
liquid
few
in
words.
Your Belgian mouth and shut up.
Kevin, you didn't know what you want. I said to you that I'm not sure that I will speak today, and now that I speak
now you
always...
Shut up! Okay, so I won't explain the book then. I'll just explain... I won't explain the story, just the book itself. It's
okay.
Apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
Bad things happen to two people who are prepared, but not prepared for that. Oh, God.
Yes.
They go on a journey of exciting adventure, negative... miserable, horrible adventure, but it is peppered with comedy and funny moments.
Uh-huh. So, horrible adventure. Blood.
Horrible adventure.
There will be
there
blood,
be,
also,
you know,
blood also.
On the
blood,
back of
blood.
The book, there is blood, yes.
Oh my God,
on the
sex
back
and
of the,
blood, it's too good.
On the back of the book, I can put, you know, like, outstanding New York Times. Yeah,
the
horrible
verbs.
Adventure. Jacques Offler.
The verbs, there are some which are very, very popular. My favorite is a tour de force.
That's painful.
And every third
yeah.
book. It doesn't. I don't know if the people who write that even read the book or they just put the tour de force. And there are a few others.
So can you give me a blurb for my book?
Sure.
I can put on the back.
Before I read it or after?
Oh, before. It has to be good though. Obviously, the best book I've ever written.
No, that's what I wanted. The best he has written so far.
That's like, yeah, well, yeah, great.
Yeah,
great, Gavin.
It's like our lunch. It was the best lunch I've had all day.
And
this day.
His best, the best book he's written yet. Okay, that can be Ivan's quote. Yours is horrible adventure.
But you don't know whether he's talking about the reading experience or about the plot.
Neither is a good compliment. Horrible adventure.
I try my best, Gavin, to
That's
help you.
Your
and you say
is
that.
Shocking.
So, my God. So, blood, sex, and alcohol. Yes? Ah, yes, for sure. We forgot that. Not only coffee.
Coffee plays a little part occasionally.
There's coffee in it.
There's coffee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But American coffee, you say that it was not a good idea. American
no,
coffee.
These two people actually, these characters don't, they get like cappuccinos and lattes and things like that, you know, real coffee, strong coffee, espresso.
And how it is possible, it's hurricane, no? So not possible to take a cappuccino when it's a hurricane.
This was not
I didn't
where
understand
that,
nothing what you speak about.
Well, you have to read the book, it makes sense.
Ah, yes, it okay, okay, sense. Yes. To be... okay, okay.
Oh my God, I'm exhausted. It's like you know those TV shows like
this is just in preparation for, you know, all the promotional stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Dragon's Den and all of those you know
Dragon's Den.
Yeah,
what
those
is
TV
it?
Shows where you propose an idea for a product or service and there are the judges in the reality
yes,
television.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay,
and
okay.
So tell me, Mr. Hoffler, where are you going to get the money for this? You know, I don't know why they sound like Boris Johnson.
I give you idea, Gavin. A lot of idea.
So yeah, just imagine Boris Johnson is there on the panel. Going, so, Jacques Hoflack, is it? Brilliant idea. Where are you going to get the money?
Okay. We have to say also that you are during all the evening after reading your writing your book.
Yeah.
You follow a lot of serial and show American shows. That's
lately.
Why you are transforming yourself like that. Yes.
Well, none of the TV shows have Boris Johnson in them.
We said I don't know what this
Boris
is.
Johnson. He was the mayor, the former mayor of London.
Ah yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, before the current
he's animator
guy.
Also. He's funny animator.
He's this blonde.
Yes, I know, but I didn't know that it made. He
yeah,
made
hilarious
such
character.
He made such shows.
No. He's been on some TV shows.
Ah, okay.
He's, yeah, he's,
because
he
I didn't know that it was a real entertainer.
He's not an entertainer.
No, okay. So.
His true calling should have been comedy. He's an unintentionally hilarious man.
Ah, okay. Because you know he speaks French also, this man.
He
Johnson.
Does.
Yes,
he does.
Very well. And he make interview for French television in French.
Wow.
Yes. French is everywhere. N'est-ce pas, Gavin?
What? Spa?
N'est-ce pas? Isn't it? N'est-ce pas? And you have to answer, way. Too late.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est, n'est-ce pas? It's, isn't it? I already say.
Oh, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Uh-huh. Isn't it?
I thought that was et tu.
Et tu?
Oh, no, that's you as well, isn't it?
Et tu?
No, that's Latin.
You are. Et tu? Tu es? Are you?
Is that Latin
et
or French?
Are you? What?
I don't know.
Et tu?
I'm over
it's
my
French.
Head.
Oh my god. No. So it was not a good idea, so.
How much Latin do you speak? Actually, you speak French. Most of French is Latin, isn't it?
No, I tried because I realized that to make a lot of effort in French. You already wrote mail in French.
Google Translator.
Ah, okay.
And it was a formal email saying, "Dearest Mr. Hoflack, I request an audience with you for a luncheon."
Yes, but it was.
Did it make sense?
Yes, Translator, but I forgot. Yes, it was good. Good job.
Well done, Google. Yeah.
So we
you
are.
Can be our next sponsor.
It's also sponsoring Google. Yogi. Okay. you spoke about another serial, Dome of Karriette.
House of Cards.
It's Slovak Dome.
Dome Karriette.
Dome Karriette.
Yeah. House of Cards is, I finished the most recent season, but apparently a new season is about to start, but Kevin
Spacey.
Spacey, the main character, is not in it because he did something naughty back in the 80s, so now Hollywood doesn't talk to him. So he's, which I don't know if the story's going to work by itself. We'll see. My girlfriend said that she's seen a lot of reviews, and it looks like it might actually be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared because Kevin Spacey was, love him or hate him, he was the bulk. He was the...
What do you make with your hand, my god?
Squeezing two balls in my hand. He was the...
Two bull testicles.
Yeah. he was the balls behind that show. The bull's testicles behind that show.
Yeah. A lot of sex today.
Too much. But it doesn't count if it's with an animal. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I can't believe I just said that. God. Okay, so what have we got? We've got sex, disaster, confusion, books, literature, and bestiality.
Yes.
Good God. That's everything, I think. We just need murder.
Yes.
Okay, we'll save that for next time. And politics. We have politics.
Ah, yes, politics. Not good. Okay.
I'm so bored with politics. You know, on Twitter, ever since Trump got elected, I have... No, your face just looked horrified. Like, what is he doing?
No, I was thinking that you could, but you are not allowed. You are allowed to be voting for election
Slovakia.
In Slovakia.
No, only for municipal elections. Foreigners
you can
vote.
Also yes.
Foreigners with permanent residence can vote for municipal.
Yes,
elections.
Not only European Union, but all the world. So
but,
you can, and
but
you will
we
be
can't
there.
Vote in parliamentary elections.
No, I know. Me too. I can't. So you will go, Gavin? No.
Yeah, I have the option. I can go and vote. But anyway, I was talking about Donald Trump.
Politics.
And
what?
Twitter.
No, Donald Trump. No.
No, I just
local,
want to say that
it's
nothing
election.
Against Trump or for him. I'm honestly, I just don't care about politics.
No?
I'm sure this
oh, no comment?
Was about sex and politics.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes,
very
okay.
Blood and alcohol will come, okay?
Yeah. I'm trying to get to the point, but I keep getting interrupted by a Belgian man.
Don't be so rude, Gavin.
Dobry.
Again.
Smith Savratu. Okay, can I continue? Hi.
Yes.
So I got sick of hearing the world on Twitter going, oh, Donald Trump is terrible. Oh, Donald Trump is great. Oh, Donald Trump is terrible. Pro and con and up and down. And so I put a filter on Twitter to remove anything with the word Trump in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
like,
will receive nothing
like,
now.
It's just like Twitter is a beautiful place again. And I forget that Trump's doing this or doing that. And I forget the media is reporting on that because... Unless the headline avoids using his name, which is impossible, they can't help themselves, I don't hear about it. And it's bliss.
Yes?
It's really great. It's the same with British politics and to be honest, Slovak politics.
New Zealand politics.
I really have very little interest. Really, very little interest.
For local election, it's the man who will take care about the... public transport, the street where you live, the rubbish bin.
Mayor and city councillors.
Yes,
we can
sure.
vote for those. Yeah, so.
Yes.
They keep getting flyers arriving in the letterbox.
God, a long time ago. I don't know you, but I received like that.
I got one a couple of days ago from a candidate, and it was, I opened up the envelope, and it was, dear householder, and I said, oh God. And I opened it up, and there is a little plug-up, a little brochure, pamphlet, pamphlet.
Pamphlet, yes,
really?
But pamphlet, it's negative. I think that it's more for publicity.
Okay.
Yes.
So there was a little card
promotional, yes,
with a particular councillor, this sort of guy in a suit, and on the opposite, he's on one side of the poster, and then on the opposite side of the poster, looking towards him, is his husky dog. You know, like this Malamute-like
dog.
Yes,
I already said.
You know the one I'm talking about, right?
Incredible, this, yes. With the man and the dog.
The man and the dog, one on each side of the poster.
He's from where you are living?
No, I don't think so. He's just fishing for votes out this way.
My God,
and
yes.
And I was talking to my...
very strange, yes.
I was talking to my ex's sister, and I was asking, if she knew anything about this guy. And she said... He's a little bit of a conspiracy theorist.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like
conspiracy.
Moon landings are fake, that sort of, chemtrails in the sky. So, and I was wondering if I could vote for his dog instead.
Yes, why not? Good idea. And you were not invited in goulash party.
Yeah, I went to the goulash party.
Yes, but made by politics, you know.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Because I spoke to you about the tulip, yes?
Yeah.
The flowers
that we
received. It was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They offer us tulip. flowers.
So
they didn't grow.
You get a letter in your letterbox that says that, hey, dear resident.
If you come, dear resident, if you come in this park Saturday, you will receive this. Okay?
And you listen to me speak, and I will be
Onion, yes, yes.
I want to be the mayor. Yeah.
Yes.
So you go there.
Yes, and it's so much things given that I haven't time. For example, there was for, what is the name?
Monsieur.
What is the name? You know, Gorchulovani, what is this in English?
Roller skating. Rollerblading.
On ice.
Oh, ice skating.
Ice skating, for example, there was a free opening to make ice skating in the stadium, in the stade.
In summer.
But you have doing all of the... No,
oh,
no,
the
right now we are
stadium.
Not...
Oh, I thought it was an outdoor.
Given it's November, it will be November.
We've got 10 minutes before
autumn,
the ice has melted.
Autumn.
No,
autumn.
Hang on. Wait,
what do
wait.
I don't know
wait.
If we speak about
Please.
The same thing, Given.
When I talk, do you hear me? Or is it...
I try, Given.
Listen.
Once more. I'm Belgian, slowly.
You told me that you went to this event to hear one of the mayoral candidates speak, but you went intentionally later.
That's why I said to you that there are a lot of things like that.
Why did you go later?
But we didn't speak about that.
I want you to tell the listeners.
Once more, because only for food giving.
You went there, so...
You know, no, you have to explain that when you make a goulash, it needs a long time, okay? So, during when they make the goulash, they speak about politics. So, I know that. So, better to go at the end of the meeting only to taste goulash with child.
So, you grab the whole family. If I get this straight, you grab the whole family, pile them into the car, squeeze them in. Daddy, no, please.
By food giving.
Oh, you make the
by food,
you
it
make
was
the
so,
poor kids walk.
It was so close given by food for sure.
15 miles through snow.
No, 5 minutes given.
Okay.
Minutes.
So you grab the family together. No, I want to play PlayStation. No, get out. There's free food. And you take them down there. Each with a Tupperware container.
Yes, good idea. Yes.
You haven't done this.
And it was done for 1 week. 1 week free food.
Not really. You take them down there.
Because I was not alone, Gavin. What do you think?
You go there when all the speeches are over and only half the people are there.
Yes. I was in the park. The man said, and thank you very much for cooperation, for being there. It was the end, and
that's when you arrive.
And I arrive.
So you have the kids waiting by the gate for him to finish speaking, and then you run in. run in there, grab a plate, fill it up. Eat a lot, kids. Eat more. I'm full. Eat. You're not eating tonight, kids. This is your last
for sure.
meal.
Yes, for sure.
My it was, God.
It was at 6 p.m., Kevin, so it was very good. No, but Kevin, really, I think that it's so crazy, you know, to organize the things and to think that it will be changed my mind when I will be voting. That's why I made
know,
that.
I know.
It's so stupid, Kevin. And only to say that before, last election, it was, I think, it was in summer or in spring, and they offer bulbs of tulip, you know?
Yeah.
It was incredible. But they try everything. They try everything.
Oh, but your beautiful tulips that you got as a bribe to vote.
No, but they didn't grow, so that's why I have to decide not to vote for that person.
I thought one of them grew. One of them grew, no?
No, but only green without flower.
How tall was it?
Like that. 50, like, no, 20 centimeters.
That's not 20 centimeters. That's like
no,
7 centimeters.
7 centimeters.
That's, that's,
no,
that's
my
the length
God,
of my
it's
index
five,
finger.
5 centimeters is that. You have problem between inch and centimeters.
You said, you mean millimeters?
5? No, millimeters.
Hang on, say it again.
20 centimeters.
20 centimeters is
it's
like this.
That. Like that.
That's not 20
5,
centimeters.
5,
Eva.
5, 10, 15.
How long is 20 centimeters? 20.
Like this one.
That's like 15.
Ah, yes, yes, it's
Depends on what you're measuring. I'm part of the car.
Yeah.
20 centimeters.
Yeah. Is that like 6 normal inches or 6 internet inches?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going a bit red now. All right, I'll put that in the book.
Yes.
I think we can end on that. It's yeah.
It was very,
it's long
very
enough.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, I need a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, no,
so, is it hot in here?
Yes, it's very hot. And go writing now, Gavin.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and write.
Okay, okay.
All right, thank you to everyone who listened. That was episode 18. Stay tuned, hopefully next week, if we can bring the decorum back down to normal. I'd like to apologise to our cafe patrons joining us. The couple ignoring us.
Yes, yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Salut.